What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Turn the fucking beat up!
What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise.
Let's create.
Nah, not yet.
I'm ready to create now.
Nah, not yet. Hold on.
No, let's create now.
What up, though? It's another episode of the Skeetos. It is I, Big Papa Skeet, and
Miss Mama Neezy.
Mrs. Mama Neezy. You're married now, woman. You're married. So we dropping this just right before what? Yeah, we dropping this right before Thanksgiving. It'll be out by the time y'all hear this. It'll be Thanksgiving, man. So
happy Thanksgiving,
Neezy. We was debating on whether or not we was gonna record, so we was like, we might as well just go ahead. Neezy was in there cooking. You know what I'm saying? I know you're tired, woman. I know you're tired.
Yeah, cause look here, I had to get it all prepped up.
What all did you make? What all you got cooking? I should say.
So today I cooked my brisket because it had to cook for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It smoked for 12 hours. I also made my peach cobbler.
Okay.
I made my cheesecakes, got those out the way. And I made my cornbread for my dressing. So that way tomorrow I'll make my dressing and my macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then my broccoli salad.
Got you. So no turkey.
Nah, we did brisket. And gotcha. I got a small Cornish hen. Yeah. So I'm going to pop that in the oven tomorrow, too.
Because that's my, and I'm glad
I'm
you said that.
I'm not a turkey fan anyway.
We not. And that's the thing. Like, more and more, it's like, I saw a post. It was like, we need to stop celebrating Thanksgiving because that's when the pilgrims were slaughtered. And it's like, bro, we've been celebrating Thanksgiving for like 20, 30 years. Exactly. And none of this has had anything to do with the Native Americans, the pilgrims, any of that. When black folks celebrate these holidays, bro, it's really just about coming together and hanging out with your cousins at your granny house. Right. And then now, you know what I'm saying? Because we being down here and this is our first holiday with London, like our first big holiday with London. It's like, all right, well, we're going to create our new, our new traditions. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So it's gonna be, you know, fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a dope holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, the times are changing, man. But, I mean, you whipping it up. And then I had to tell you, too. I'm gonna tell the listeners out there. But, like, you ain't got to cook. Because I think the year before last, couple times you just got carried away, you know what I'm saying, where it was like you was just cooking, then it's like we had all this food and it was literally
first,
the two of us,
our first Thanksgiving as a married couple in 2017. That's when I made so much food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the gigantified
man
brisket.
Yeah,
and it was so big. And what, you ate brisket for like
weeks.
A week and a half?
It was multiple weeks.
And it was like so much because I said, okay, look here, I'm tired of brisket. Yeah. I'm just going to throw it away. You don't waste my food.
Because see, this is the thing about Neezy. Neezy likes to spend like grocery shopping, buy a whole bunch of stuff, but then turn around and I don't eat leftovers. I don't want this anymore. I'm tired of this taste. And then like, it's like we just wasted food. Like, no, you know, and you grew up in that black household with a bunch of people in the house. We going to cook this and everybody going to eat off of this for days. See, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I ain't eat a lot of leftovers because to me, food don't taste the same reheated. I mean, like maybe the next day you can kind of get away with it. It tastes good. But after that, it's like, man, just throw that stuff away.
Especially Thanksgiving Day turkey, man, because people be like, oh, make you a turkey sandwich. That's not the same as lunch meat turkey, bro.
Nah,
like, it don't taste good with bread on that. Like, it's not. That's, oh, put a little mayonnaise and some tomatoes on there. It'll be great. Like, no, it's not.
I never even tried it, but
it's not even moist. It'd be dry. Like, no, I'm cool.
It don't sound good.
It's not good. But yeah. So family, and again, we take time for me anyway, because you know I was raised Jehovah's Witness, so we didn't really celebrate the holidays. It just so happens that it was the time that everybody was off, and we would just get together. We didn't formally, you know what I'm saying, sit around the table and say what we was thankful for. And even on Christmas, we didn't have no trees, we didn't really have presents. You know what I'm saying? Like the relatives that did celebrate Christmas, you know, you open your present stuff at your house, but when you come over to granny house, it was just like, all right, what's up? We here. Let's hang out. Let's kick it.
Well, we've always celebrated it, you know. We've always had big trees, decorate, and, you know, have all your gifts under the tree and you come down. And so, since that's how it was when I was younger, I got London a Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it's up, so it's not like it's too soon to put your Christmas tree up.
No.
We start putting, people start decorating November 1st. And we put ours up, what, a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we right on schedule.
You got the lights. We got to get more lights. We got to get some ornaments.
Yeah,
some
I'm going to go ornaments. Get another string of lights. I got ornaments. One because I got, called myself not getting a big tree, but ended up getting a 6-foot tall tree. And
how do you, thought 6 foot wasn't tall? Like what?
No, I knew it was, but it didn't look wide, right? It looked like it was just tall. And I said, okay, it's going to fit in this corner. It's not big and wide. Then I got it, and it's like, fluff this out.
Yeah.
And once then you the fluff tree it out, said,
it's big as hell. It's big as hell.
It got big as hell. And then it came, like, with pine cones and, like, snow on it and stuff, a little frosting. So I got some
I'm
lights.
Not mad at it, though. I'm not
it's,
mad
it's
at it.
It's so beautiful. I got lights. So I'm going to be that person that you got to, let me go get another string of lights so I can make it super bright.
Yeah, because you ran, like, halfway through. And I haven't taken no pictures of it yet because I was waiting for you to get the lights.
And put the little ornaments on
But
there,
moving forward, if we could just get one like this forever, I'm okay. All of that, getting a real one and doing all this and that. I'm good. I got allergies.
They make you itch, too.
I got allergies, bro. I can't. But no, it is time for, like, family, man. And you know, dynamics, and we mentioned it, like the dynamics of family and stuff change. But one of the topics you had on here was like dealing with family drama. What'd you say? Dealing with family drama with your boyfriend or girlfriend? Like, talk about that.
So, you know, when you get these times of the year, you always got that side of the family or those people in the family that's like, oh, we really don't deal with them, you know? Then those are the ones that keep drama. But for family's sake, it'd be, oh, y'all invited to the dinner. And
even though you know it's going to be some bullshit.
Even though you know. So, like, with when I was younger, we had those family. And it's just like, they come over. Everybody do the, hey, how you doing? You know.
And then they start holding their purses and watching their wallets to make sure ain't nobody bump them and
exactly.
take it.
Exactly. Now, modern times, I mean, it's a little different now. Because we in 2021. Now it's just like, nah, y'all toxic. Don't come to my event.
Well,
y'all ain't invited.
Well, no, I think that comes from, and I don't know about your family, but like in my family in particular, and I know there's other people out there that have gone through this, where let's say like Big Mama passed away or something, so you don't have that one central location anymore, so it becomes a series of everybody doing their own thing. And so in doing so, then there is no like one place, so you know, some people don't get invited over to this house, some people don't get invited to that house, some people are invited to all the houses, right? And it just becomes, well, we just gonna do it over here. And if you're not invited, then you just end up doing it, you know what I'm saying, on your own. So it's
now
a lot.
What about those people where you have your sibling that you're cool with, but you don't like their spouse or, you know, their significant
That's what
other.
I was going to say, because this is the time where usually you get to meet the new boyfriend
the
or the significant other for the first time.
Yeah.
Or like if they've been with the person, or let's say they are married and you don't really care for them, this is the time where you actually got to like interact with them. You can avoid them forever, but like
during the holidays, it's like, damn, you just
brought this bitch ass nigga.
And
so that crazy ass woman.
Do you do the hey, how you doing? Or do you kind of just do the, kind of just walk past, not say nothing, act like they don't exist?
I'm a politician, so I'm like, hey, what's up? As long as it's cool, it's cool. Because, and that's the thing, right? Like me and you talked about this, right? You can't really tell your family the stuff that goes on between you and your significant other because they're going to naturally take your side,
true.
Right? Now, I am the person that, let's say my cousins or you know, say my little sister, something, you got a dude, he mistreating you or whatever, but like you like, don't say nothing, bro. Don't say nothing, cuz just let it, like, as long as he ain't like physically like putting his hands on you and stuff, that's y'all business, right? So while we there, I'm gonna at least engage and interact and stuff, right? Like, even if I, like, until people give me a reason to, and that's in I do it this way because I don't want to blow nobody's spot up, because I could easily just, as soon as the nigga walk in, just punch him in the face and it'd be over for everybody, right? But no, out of respect for just going along to get along and this and that, that's how I am, right? Some people can't do that. Some people just give you the head nod or just the, and then just walk off and then it's just awkward. I enjoy this time to be with family and have fun, so I don't be for none of the awkwardness. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
You know, because like me, for instance, we kind of actually just dealt with this situation, though, you know, for Halloween. And it's one of those.
What, y'all don't like me?
You know, good and well, we ain't talking about you.
Oh, I was just making sure. But the listeners don't know that, though. You gotta paint the picture.
You always invited. You're loved. Like, my whole family just loves you. They, oh, this is my son, my grandson, my son, my nephew. You're all of that.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, we just dealt with this whole thing. And I feel like for me, because I'm labeled as, like, the mean one. Everybody says
Where did they get that from?
Everybody says I'm mean. It's like, I'm not mean. I'm truthful, you know?
That's what all the mean people say. I'm just telling the truth, shit. I'm just telling it like it is.
I am. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or anything.
It's called tact, though. But
No.
It's not sugarcoating. It's tact. It's just being tactful.
Nah. It's sugarcoating.
It's not sugarcoating. It's called tact. You don't know what tact means?
Yeah, I do. But for me, when I handled it well, I said, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, you did.
You know, I was very, very, very cordial.
Yeah, for you, yeah.
And that's good, you know?
Neezy, don't be fucking with people, man.
I'm not as mean as I used to be. I am very, very nice now. I have come a long way.
Define very. Becoming a mother. Did you say very, very? You put two varies before?
Yes, because when I got pregnant, I had a different outlook on people, you know? I started being a lot nicer.
Okay.
Shut it, man.
I ain't say nothing.
And so then now with my daughter here, I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna be labeled as the mean.
So
person.
How did it go? You said we saw the situation. How did it go? So you were nice. You and it was cool.
It was cool.
Okay.
It was cool. No hard feelings. Nobody said nothing out of line. You know. Now, I don't hee hee ha ha with folks. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do all the sarcastic joking because then I just come out with my truth. And if it hurts your feelings, so be it.
See?
But see? But the situation, it was very, very nice, you know. But we don't know how it's going to go moving forward.
I was looking forward to somebody else actually coming in on the, like, as like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's like, nah, it's just me. I was trying to share my, you know what I'm saying? Share my light. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, but, just you.
Just me. So the other point that you had for this topic, you was like, as far as the disrespect between the parents and the significant other, how does that work?
So again, the thing is, so say you and your significant other, y'all have these ups and downs, which everybody does, right? We get it. But then when you are in your down portion, how you handle dealing with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you an example. So say you and your significant other, y'all fighting, blowing up the spot, right?
Yeah.
Somebody calls somebody's parents, like,
come get him.
Yeah.
Come get her.
So now this was just your issue in your home. Now you've inserted the family into it, right?
Yeah.
And again, as I always say, family is going to always have their same opinion of that person.
They said,
no matter if you
they said they'll
that
be
person,
objective. They'd be like, nah, we be objective. You know how mamas be. Nah, yeah. I'm objective. I do it. Nigga, you going to take your child's side.
You're going to take your child's side.
I'm going to take my child's side. You know? Fuck about these and little niggas in the street. If my baby come home,
when
I'm so
y'all
daddy.
Get cool, you and your spouse get cool again.
Grab the guns.
It's like, we still don't like such and such. So what we're getting at there is, in the moment of y'all being heated, if you say, oh, fuck you, mama, fuck you, daddy, to the other person's parents, and then you now can, you want to come around and be cool.
Nah, hold on. I was about to say, if you word of advice, because I know it's some people, yeah, fuck them people. Blah, blah, blah. Guess what? If you say that, be prepared to never come to another thing again. And even if you do, you might get jumped. So I wouldn't
when
even.
Exactly. When you, I feel like when you have blown that respect out the throwing that respect out the window right there. Mm-hmm. It's on site.
Define on site. No, I'm playing.
Pull up. You in the car. Oh, I'm here to drop my baby off. Nope. Bam.
That's wild.
I took the baby out the car, but bam, bust you in the face.
So violent during the holidays. It's supposed to be a time with the. Well, I mean,
when it gets to that point, it's on site.
Thanksgiving was violent though, because after they ate, there was a massacre.
Exactly.
Damn. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. If you really think about it, all right, let's eat. Oh, this is cool. That's cool. Grab the muskets. Shoot this shit off. Going to the coats.
Just, I mean, and then we can even take it back to those times. We can pull out some Elmer Fudds.
Going to the stage wagon. Get my other gun. Come back and shoot everybody in this motherfucker.
Okay. So.
Hand me my pistol, my six shooter. All right. Now, it's going to take me a half an hour to load this shit up. Exactly. So you got a good head start. You got to tell high noon to hightail like it up out of town.
Vanguard.
Man.
With these old guns.
And they up here, man, walking around here. I'm hunting wabbits. Elmer Fudd head ass. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. Nigga, pump that shit five times and then shoot dust.
Exactly.
Nigga, you get turned to dust, nigga. Anyway, you know.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Neezy here. I wanted to make sure that y'all go and get your Naturally Nate Instant Moisture Duo. That's right. You know, this Instant Moisture Duo can be used on braids, locks, twists, beards, and all of your natural hair. The moisturizer is all natural ingredients. One of our key ingredients, aloe vera. You know, aloe vera is really great for your scalp. And our oil blend is a mixture of the best oils that you can use to promote hair growth and give your hair a good shine and overall just a natural glow. So you're getting two amazing products. Make sure you go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturallynay. And also you can follow us on Instagram at naturally_nay, N-A-E-E.
I am an agent of peace now. You know what I'm saying? I be preaching definitely peace. That's fair to say. Like I be trying to broker peace wherever I'm at.
Because so. I mean, at this time, at this age, and especially at your stage in life, and being a parent, I'm a father.
I am a black father.
It's like, I don't have no energy for that.
I'm just I'm just trying something different too, because again, when you always choose violence it's a lot, and then you know what I'm saying, like yeah. I'm just not trying to promote that energy. Now that don't mean I am not capable of great violence, but like I just choose not to be, and I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Unless I absolutely have to. You gotta know when to fold. Know when to hold. It's like, no, but for real, I already made up in my mind, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? These are the lines that if these lines are violated, then I would have to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, I digress. And I only say that because, so one of our favorite shows, Ray Donovan, right? Ray was centered around like family drama, and he literally was just going around, whether it was his brothers, his father, his kids, his wife. It was just always some shit going on, his own shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was just constantly just like, and they was dysfunctional as hell, but he was constantly just having to get people out of trouble, diffuse the situation, make a situation.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you think about it? Because there was a trailer released that it's now going to be a movie.
I actually think it's good. Yeah. You know, because we had the last season of Ray Donovan, and actually everybody, well, I know us for sure, was like, we can't end it like this, you know?
I mean,
we wanted a little bit more oomph, you know?
It did like, end with an oomph.
It did. But
you always want closure.
Yeah, you always want closure on every single person's chapter.
Yeah.
When it comes to ending a series.
Yeah.
And it was just like one of those, just, okay, does it fully go with Bunchy? What did Bunchy do last?
Yeah.
What did Terry do last? You know, like is Mickey really going to die? You know, stuff like this kind of thing.
Well, we know what happened with,
did Derwin leave and go back to the game?
Well, we know he does that, but, we know that, that old boy got left. They left him like a kid at Latchkey, but the boyfriend, ironically enough, that nigga went along for the ride. He did not come back, bro. Exactly. They shot him. And they were like, leave him. He's a good kid. We'll send flowers to his mother. I'm like, damn. They just left dog bleeding in the street.
Yeah.
Shot him in the neck or something. It was wild.
They did. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited for it. Just because, like I said, a lot of people, you know, when Ray Donovan, like, I just can't get into it. It's just too slow. But I was like, it was cool for me.
Exactly.
And then we fuck with Dog anyway, the dude who play him. Like, what's it, Lev Schreiber or
don't
something?
Don't even give me the line. I don't know
how to pronounce his name. But
I don't know either.
He's that dude.
Just look, he played in the Wolverine. He played Wolverine's brother, too.
Saber, too. Yeah, yeah. So. I stole my corporate swag from him. Remember when I was working at the software company? Yeah. And you was like, jeans with a blazer. And I was like, Ray Donovan does it. And you was like, okay. He was like, okay. I guess if Ray could pull it off, I could pull it off.
Ray, park the car,
yeah,
Ray.
Park your car, Ray. What is it with this guy, Mickey? He's always in the way. But yeah, so we excited for that.
Hopefully it'll be on HBO Max.
What was your thoughts on the season finale of BMF? Talk about closure. They finally got the crazy dude and they killed old girl.
Look here. I was expecting them to get Lamar. I was expecting that, right? But old girl, I said, oh, that really was a shocker for me.
Yeah.
Really, because I honestly thought, like, okay, dude, like, that's my girl. I love her. I kind of thought that
ain't no love.
I kind of thought that after they got Lamar, him and her was gonna kind of run off. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. He was going to run off with
old
girl. He's
the top shooter in the organization. Yeah, he's going to run off with a chick he just met.
I thought he was
going to
run off with her because so that way it wouldn't jeopardize
run
the
off
company.
Where?
Just go somewhere else.
This is Detroit. Ain't no, how many niggas, man, I'm just going to leave, man. I'm thinking about going down south, you know, and
because,
they ain't never leave.
You know, they said it. She was like, me and you, we can go away. She said that like in the episode beforehand. And he kind of looked like he was one of those like, yeah, we can. He fooled the hell out of me.
He was living in his mother's basement.
That's why I thought he was like, we can go on and move on.
Bruh. No. This
but
is
he the, was like, I love you.
This I'm gonna tell you where they messed up at, because you know I'm the unofficial BMF correspondent, right? They messed up because if old girl was really and truly like fearful of this Lamar dude and she really was loyal to them, she would have been forthright about it. Like after the first couple attempts or whatever, she would have been forthright about it. And then like they would have laid the trap down. You know what I'm saying? And they could have laid a more elaborate trap because like they said, he'll see through this a mile away. He'll see through that a mile away. He'll see through this. He'll see through this. All you had to do is be like, hey, just post up outside my crib and wait for him to get here.
Yeah.
Like that's easy. You know what I'm saying? He was popping up. If she was really, she could have popped him at a meeting or something. You know what I'm saying?
She could have popped him when she was standing right there on the porch talking to him.
You feel me? But and it is what it is, though. They got him. But it happens. I like it. I like the show. I think I heard something that, like, moving forward, they're going to fast forward into, like, the time loop or whatever. So it's going to speed up some.
Good.
Because remember, the reign of BMF... Like, we always see, like, how dope the 80s was and this and that. BMF started in the 80s and had a damn near 25-year run into the mid-2000s. While everybody else kind of crumbled and they went even more, like, global with it. So, it was dope. What was the other show? Oh, so then Power Book 2 came, the Ghost of Tyreek or whatever.
Just Ghost.
Tyreek, whatever. They changing the names and stuff, man. Tyreek, was it druggish? Because it's like grownish, but with drugs.
That's a good one. I like that.
What's your, they found out that the professor's body. They got all this other stuff. Now they suspecting, you know what I'm saying, the family doing it. Tariq answered he was doing good as far as concealing.
He was doing good until he answered that dang phone. Like, come on now.
And then they traced it. But they don't know. It's still a burner, so they don't know who exactly. They just going to start focusing on campus. So now he can't sell drugs up there.
Yeah, but exactly. He made the campus hot.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're always going to go back to he goes to the school. I feel like he going to be walking around campus. They're going to be snooping and saying, hey, isn't that the guy who was just on trial for killing his dad? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Now it's going to open up all the cans of worms. Then they're going to go back to the body that they found in the pool. So.
Yeah. Well, that's been the primary cause for them to look into it anyway.
Exactly.
So. It's wild. I'm surprised they ain't brought in the dude and his family. Like, they mentioned them, but, like, they really got to, like... I would look at them like these hooligans because the white people ain't doing it.
Exactly.
They actually had ties to these people. So, what's another show?
That's just about all.
No, I thought we was watching. I'm trying to, because y'all, we got shows that we watch together, and then we got shows that we watch separately, and then like she, and then some shows Niecy just watches them, and then she fills me in. But if that's all we got, that's cool.
I mean, what did you think about the King Richards movie?
Oh shit, we didn't talk about that. So I just want to know, why was King Richard talking like Magic Johnson all the way? But then they showed the video. That's how that man talked. So, and I ain't trying to make fun of him, but I kind of am trying to make fun of him.
It's he didn't talk that bad as Will Smith did it.
I don't know. Some of those clips in the little.
He talked bad, but the way Will Smith did it, it was just so,
it's dope because of it. This is the thing, right? And I think I posed this question online. How hard? Now, we all know greatness requires sacrifice, and you got to push your kids. It's got to be those practices, yeah. This and that. But how hard is too hard to push your kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, because remember, the neighbor was calling people, you working them too hard. But he knew what he had and how great he was, like, cultivating them to be. And they got there. So they don't look at it as working too hard.
I honestly don't think he was working them too hard, though. When you see it, mm-hmm. I don't think he was working them too hard. I just think that lady was just one of those, leave them alone, let them do nothing. It's like, no, yeah. if you don't push kids to do anything, that's exactly what they'll do. Nothing.
Yeah.
They'll just sit there.
But no, I'm saying, so in the process of them pushing, like, is it insane if you're doing, I remember when I was running cross country, prime example, the coach used to drive in the van, and then the other coach would be out the back of the van, and then we got to run behind the van. And it's like, you know, you're getting up for practice at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're doing this, you're doing that. You saw with your sister, like having to do all those like practices, meet this, do this, and that.
But I mean, that's pushing you to be great, to be a professional.
Yeah, it is.
Because the professionals, that's what they do. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen.
But no, it's supposed to be Muhammad fun. Ali. We just want them to have fun, because that's what King Richard did too, though. He was like, all right, this is too much. This is too much. They need to chill and be kids. And it's like, wait, do you want these niggas to go pro or not? Because he did have a scheme, though. He was a smart dude, because he worked the hell out of them folks and got them to pay for everything for him. He had a limit,
because then he would be like, okay, I do want them to be kids. Let them have a little fun, because he even seen what happened when they had the one girl. Of the child
he's like,
stars.
Yeah. He's like, you ain't about to burn her out like you did her.
And so he knew. So that's why I said, I don't think that he was pushing him too hard. I just think that neighbor just wanted him to do nothing, be like a deadbeat.
Yeah. So two things, two takeaways. Because, you know, of course, as a girl dad, you know what I'm saying? I'm paying attention to this. Two things. Continuing that communication with the wife, I think, because she was like, we a team, we supposed to sit down and make this decision, this and that. And I was like, okay, so I got to make sure that me and you, Niecy, got to continue to stay on the same page about things as it pertains to London, right? Because even if you have one hell of a scheme or whatever, like, or a plan or mm-hmm. a vision, like, you still got to execute it, and exactly. Husband and wife got to be on one accord with that, period. The other thing I would say is leaving it up to the child. When it got to a certain point, it was like, well, what does Venus want to do?
Exactly. Venus, what I did like that.
What do you want to do? Because that's what, so, and I back up to my point about what's too hard. If I ask my child, okay, do you want to go to, like, you know what I'm saying? How bad do you want this? Right? Mm-hmm. And if they, I want to be the great, okay, I'm going to show you what you got to do to be great. But if you ain't feeling it, the moment you're like, daddy, I don't want to do this anymore. All right, we done.
Exactly.
Okay.
You leave it to them.
But don't cry when you see the other kids with their trophies and getting scholarships to go to college. Da, 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 da. I don't want to hear none of that.
Now, what I didn't like about the movie was when he was just trying to be a good father, taking his kids to the tennis court at the park.
Hanging with the homies at the park.
And how ignorant
niggas is,
you know? It's like, one, you see me here, I'm a father. With my daughters, respect me as a father and as a man.
Yeah.
Don't be sitting over there catcalling my daughter through the fence. Yeah. And especially talking very nasty to her like that.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And then when I tell you to stop, and then you say fuck me, and then start talking shit to me and stuff. And it's, but as you see, when dude got killed, and I thought that just shows you how the hood worked, because he was about to go over there and regulate, and in a blink of an eye, right? It wasn't even no drone. That was the most efficient drive-by I've ever seen. Normally they pull up, park, spray everything, shoot everybody up, and then leave, right? No, they pulled up, got exactly who they wanted, kept it moving. But and then you see the homies pulled up and was like, "We see what you're trying to do here. We got you." That's how it's supposed to be.
Exactly. That's how it's supposed to be.
And then you saw, like, because even when the white guy came, "Hey, you know this dude?" They pulled up quick. Like, bro, it's a coach. They're like, "He good." They're like, "All right, you cool, white guy." But yeah.
The hood got your back.
When they see that you on to something, they will support you. That's how the hood works. You know what I'm saying? When they see that you stand for something, you bout something, like, they'll rally behind you. Nah, you're going to have opposition and adversity. Like, it's going to be some haters. It's going to be this and that. As we saw, like, with the Young Dolph situation, right? Like, you just got some people that just don't want to see you make it. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what you got and you just move forward. Bless you.
Bless you.
All right. I think that's London telling us that it's time to go. We don't have no questions. It's Thanksgiving. Like, I told you, we almost wasn't. You got anything else you want to add before we slide up out of here?
No, that's it, y'all. I mean, y'all see how consistency is the key with the Naturally Nay products.
Yeah.
We have our customers before and afters that's going on.
Yeah.
Some have been a year. Some have been just a couple months. I mean, go out here and get your order.
Order.
Make sure you go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturallynay. Or follow us on Instagram at naturally_nay with 2 E's, not that other person, all right?
All right, and then go to inaudibleruckus.com/shop. We got the God is Perfect hoodies available. Now, I know it's cold out there, man. It's a cold world. Get you some Jesus in your life. And then we got the championship tees. You can also go to Midnight Club merch, cop some of that Wolf merch that we got out there, man. And yeah, it's been another episode of the Skeetors. Minisodes.